Okay, our friends. So did you know that today is winter solstice? Do you know what that means?
No, none of us do.
Of course not. Let me tell you. So it is the shortest day of the year. There's two times in the year where the Earth, the planet that we live on, moves in such a way that the sun can only be seen for this amount of time or that amount of time. We have a winter solstice and a summer solstice. And the winter time makes the day short because it's very cold, right? Our planet is rotating so much that we're not facing the sun for very long. And then in the summertime, we have the summer solstice where the day is very long because we're facing the sun more than we're not, which is also why it's very hot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Now it does.
Excellent. So I found a book about it. Let's read it, shall we? It's called Winter, A Solstice Story, written by Kelsey E. Gross and Renata Lewiska. And now let's read the story. It's read by Mommy and
Philip.
Here we go. Owl watches as sunlight dims to a shimmer and starlight scatters across the snow dust. Tonight is the longest night of the year. Solstice is here. Which makes sense, because if it's the shortest day, then it would have to be the longest night, because the amount of time isn't changing, just the amount of time you're seeing the sun. Does that make sense? Okay. Owl swoops down and calls from his perch in the frosted pine. Who can help me shine the light and share a gift of hope this night? Aww. Deer nestles nuts on branches, gifts of hope that all creatures have enough to eat. I can help shine the light. Oh, yeah. You know, when you have nuts still on the tree during the winter time, I bet you those squirrels would really appreciate them. Mm-hmm. Squirrel rests leaves on limbs. Gifts of hope for shelter when it storms.
I can help to share the light.
Mouse sprinkles seeds, gifts of hope for blossoming growth.
I can help to spread the light.
Because, of course, if you have leaves bunched up on a limb, right? They provide shelter. The snow will fall on them instead of on what's below them. And if you have seeds on the ground, right? Then when the season changes, those seeds will get into the earth and be able to become plants. Duck tucks feathers amongst the boughs, gifts of hope for warm, cozy beds.
I can help to show the light.
Because feathers are soft, aren't they? And they help keep you warm. Raccoon stows berries in the snow, gifts of hope for sweet surprises.
I can help to spark the light.
Ooh, how nice. I would personally like to eat those cold blueberries and raspberries. Chickadee wraps grasses around and round, gifts of hope for loving hugs.
I can help to shine the light.
Chickadee is a bird. And what do you suppose a bird knows about hugs? Can you think of an example where you'd see a bird hug something? Yeah, exactly. A mommy sitting on her nest, snuggling down. Mm-hmm. Snuggling down on her little babies. They know exactly how to wrap themselves around their warm families. Owl nods and unfolds his wings. Love's light will flow beyond our tree, across the land, the sky, and sea.
Sky and sea.
Love's light will flow beyond our tree, across the land, the sky, and sea. The stars will glow bright this time of year. Now, you see what's been happening is, as they have been working hard to bring hope, they've been decorating a tree. You can see that it's got nuts and leaves on it. And it's got grasses wrapped around it. And it's even got little presents underneath it. Nice. Bounding, twirling, soaring, hopping, they frolic and sing around the tree. Until, you know, when you are out in the woods, there's a lot of wild animals. Footsteps thump, twigs snap, all the animals freeze, because here comes the large and growly bear, and he does not look very happy. But wait, Owl welcomes the new friend. Let every creature see a hoar tree. Its splendor is a gift of light and hope for all this winter's night. He has taken the light that the bear was using and put it on top of the Christmas tree. So even the bear was part of it, even though he looked a little grumpy at first. He just didn't want to miss out on the fun. And everybody in the forest got to celebrate that the night was going to be extra long. And so, my friends, that is the end.